Chapter 6 Tahiti. It was very hot on the ship. There were no clouds in the sky, and the sun shone all day. The sailors worked hard, and they were always thirsty. They wanted more water. Captain Bligh was always angry now. He did not talk to Tom in his cabin, and very often he shouted at Fletcher Christian. The officers were extremely unhappy. At last, on the 26th of October, 1788, the Bounty reached the island of Tahiti. Tom was excited. He saw trees on the island. Soon there were a lot of canoes in the sea. The people of Tahiti came across the sea to welcome the sailors. They brought fruit and flowers with them and gave them to the sailors. The ship anchored near the island.
"Everything will be all right now,"
George said to his friend.
"Tahiti is the best place in the world."
The sailors looked at the island and smiled happily. Some of them knew the island well, and they told their friends about it.
"It's wonderful,"
one of them explained.
"The people like sailors. We can eat and drink good things here, and the people are friendly."
Fletcher Christian went to talk to the captain.
"The men like Tahiti,"
he said to Captain Bligh.
"They want to go onto the island. Can I give permission, sir?"
"No one can go onto the island yet,"
Captain Bligh replied.
"We have work to do, Mr. Christian."
"The sailors are tired, sir,"
Fletcher said.
"They need rest and good food. Can't they go there for a few days?"
"Didn't you hear me, Mr. Christian?"
Captain Bligh asked angrily.
"No one will go to the island without my permission."
Tom heard Captain Bligh's angry words to his friend. He was sorry for Fletcher. Just then, some sailors came to Tom and Fletcher.
"When can we go to the island, sir?"
one of the sailors asked Fletcher.
"I know the island well. I've got friends here."
"I'm sorry, men,"
Fletcher replied.
"No one can go yet. Captain's orders."
The men were angry.
"But we always visit the island,"
one of them argued.
"It's not right."
Captain Bligh was soon busy with the islanders. He wanted to buy lots of breadfruit plants. The islanders brought lots of the plants, and the sailors carried them onto the ship.
"More plants,"
George said to his friend. One day, Captain Bligh decided to go ashore. He wanted Tom to go with him. They took one of the Bounty's little boats. A group of islanders met them when they came ashore. The islanders gave them presents. Then they showed the captain and Tom around the island. Tom thought that Tahiti was very beautiful. Even Captain Bligh seemed happy.
"This is my favourite place,"
he told Tom. Tom thought about the sailors on the ship. They wanted to come to the island too.
"The men like the island too,"
he said.
"They want to come here, sir."
Captain Bligh laughed.
"Ha ha, don't worry about them,"
he told Tom.
"They can come here soon. But first, they must work. Discipline, Mr. Barnes. Discipline."
"The captain's all right,"
Tom thought.
"He's not a terror after all."